Meister Shehoya, somebody, Lil Tvila, woman already put on Tzivayim after her Tvila, and she came home, and there already was Chibik Venishuk, and she found on her underwear a kesem. It was already very late at night, and they couldn't find anybody to ask. They called a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. This happened in America. They called a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. The Rav in Eretz Yisrael, for some reason, said that to be mechiv, to be mishamish leil tefilah. So the way to get out of it is to be mavar. What the story is, he said to do a bedika. Maybe it was because they found the kesem. There you go. The kesem, the bedika came out no good, and now they have to wait. Again, Zainakim. The shaila is. The shaila is, does she have to wait 5 days before she counts Zainakim or not? So we saw that the halacha is that a woman that becomes tamei has to wait 5 days before Zainakim. Chashash politician was there. Tzvila machlekes is a gimel oinois, is a gimel yomim. We're machmer that it's gimel yomim. And not only that, it's Gimel Yamim means 3 days Me'es Le'ei. So if she saw it 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or she's Meshamish 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or you have to wait 3 full days, and then she can count by the end of the day. So it's really 4 days. It's 3 full days plus the day she's holding by. The Trumas Adeshin is Mechadish, and this is the way the Rama goes L'alacha, is that we're Choshesh that maybe someone's going to be Meshamish during Minash Mashi, and think that it's really daytime and it's really nighttime, and she's going to be Filet HaShem Hazera 3 days later, and she thought that 3 days later it ends by the end of the day, and really it's during the nighttime, and she's going to be Toivel at a time, start his Zainakim, sorry, at a time that she still could be Poiletes, and therefore we added on another day. We're Choshesh, you have to count 4 full days plus whatever day you're holding by, which is where we get the 5 days from. La Halacha the Machaber goes that it's Dafka by Mishameshes. Dafka she was Mishamesh. We count 3 full days, and he's not Machmer Bechlal for the 4th day. So it's 3 days from the time she was Mishamesh. There are more. And that's why he brings down at the end of the Siman that if you do Kibbut HaBayis, that you don't have the chasarn of being Mishamish, then in Echonami, let us start counting Zainakim right away. The Rama, on the other hand, holds not that way. The Rama holds, no, there's a loy plug. Even if you're not Mishamish, it's 3 days from the time that she becomes Tomei. Not only four, and 4 days, we add on an extra day. Not only that, even if the husband's out of town, Smachlekes, the Bach says that it's not a problem, like the Shach and the Taz go, that it is a problem. Not only that, even Alakesim, the Shachas Mitzadeh at the end of the Siman, that you have to wait 5 days. Memelo, even if it's a Kesem, and even if there weren't Mishamash, even the husband was out of town, you have to wait 5 days until you start counting Zainakim. However, there's numerous cases that, a woman doesn't have to wait a full 5 days. Either a Kala, he has to wait 4 days, somebody that's Tovel in the middle of Zainakim, and then they realize that they're holding by day 6 instead of day 7. Shach says it's Milsa Lashichol, you don't have to wait 5 days, 4 days is enough. A Balas HaKesem was in Hosaka, I'm sorry, not a Balas HaKesem. Somebody that the Leil Tevila is going to fall out. Somebody the Leil Tevila is going to fall out on Yom Tov Shachar Shabbos. The law is that she doesn't have to wait the full 5 days, and she's allowed to go after 4 days or maybe. However, generally we say they have to wait 5 days. However, the Pesach Shuvah brings down. Let's say somebody becomes Tamei, she gets her vest right after Tvila, before she's Mishamish. Then there was Maisa Beravechot that was Matarit, and they said should be Mekalba Nazifa for being Matar such a thing. But the Maisa, it's nowhere anywhere that it says that it's really a problem. Therefore, it's not Ishlayim. Not exactly clear how the Pesach Shuvah comes out, Lamaisa. He brings down that there are those that build stock is Mekal. And, Shimon Halevi brings down from the Chazanish, he's a Kabbalah from the Chazanish, that as long as they weren't Mishamish, then they don't have to wait 5 days. He says after Chibu Nishik Yesh Lishol Shailah, they wouldn't have to wait 5 days. Her, in this case, they wouldn't have to wait 5 days. Baruch Hashem. Thing is, she started counting without 5 days, which is what they did, they didn't wait 5 days. She started counting on day 2, she found them. She found it at Kesem. Thing is, she has hemorrhoids. Can she be tailored or not? that we saw during Gimel Yom Rishon. For the Mechaber, there's no din of Gimel Yom Rishon. However, even during Gimel Yom Rishon, that we tell you, it's a bedikah. It's Teila Akesem. However, according to the Rambam, all the Gimel Yom Rishon, not a bedikah, yet not itself Gimel Yom. What's the case? What's the story over here? So the Rama says, even though you're not telling, you're allowed to be telling in a post mechagris, you're allowed to be telling in a machalis because it's a yefshar. If you're not going to be telling, the shaila is the Rama says, if that's the case, then if you have a makash of a goof, it's also a yefshar, and therefore you don't have. Therefore you can be telling. The Mela, when it comes to hemorrhoids, then the chori according to Rama, you're allowed to be telling. Says the Shach, says the Taz, says the Bach. Dafka in a case where it's mamish yefshar to be nizar. It's mamish yefshar to be nizar. So then we could say, not only that, says the Taz, maybe that's what the Rama means. Dafka with mamish yefshar to be nizar. But if it's just a little bit of dam, and you can put a bandit on it, you can put it something else to stop it. So the shell is, how do we don hemorrhoids? The truth is that the Pesach Tshuva actually talks about this exact case. He says it's going to pass in a few days. So it's going to pass in a few days. Maybe it's not considered a yefshar. And maybe we should be making to be go. But Lamaisa, we're already Taylor over here, the Shaila is over here, Bechlal, is this considered the first 3 days? We saw that it's not considered the first 3 days, after Kesem, after Dam Chimer, after Dam Besulim, after Vechulu, all these places, wasn't Huchzik Amayna Pesuach, then you don't have this din of 3 days, you don't have to mask yourself. In this case, he did a Bedika, so the Chur is telling whether or not the Bedika shafts somebody to be Mayim Pesuach. Does it shaft somebody to be Mayim Pesuach? That's telling in the beginning of the Simen. Like if that was telling the beginning of the siman, so if a woman does bedikah and it comes down to kiyum and it comes down to a good, is that considered hosting mind of pesuach that she now has to do a ma'ichtahuk? So everybody that's makel here, l'chayr, you'll be able to be makel over there also, that it's not considered as mind of pesuach, and therefore you'll be able to be tail in this case. Yesh line, if it's considered shas dachak also, she's already after 7 days, we'll be able to be simuch on the ramah, the shayfi, that she's to be able to be tail in the first 3 days of the kiyum.